This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news.
Forest Service crews are mopping up at the scene of a massive wildfire in the western part of the county. Firefighters from a half dozen departments work to protect homes along Mangum Road that were threatened by the blaze. Officials are urging residents to delay any outdoor burning until we get some serious rainfall. Saturday's fire danger forecast looks like it's going to be as serious as Thursday. Strong winds whipped the flames through several farms and woodlands. Lumber River Campground ended up opening up their property as temporary shelter for Evergreen, Boardman, and Sierra Gorda area residents and their animals who are affected by the fires. No homes or buildings were damaged, no injuries were reported, although flames came within a few yards of several structures. County commissioners on Monday will have a full agenda in addition to public hearings on a planned duplex development and a proposed ordinance regulating campers. The board will also consider a memorandum of understanding between the county and the sheriff's office. The MOU outlines what is expected from both the county administration and the sheriff's office. Officials hope the agreement will reduce communication problems over finances with the CCSO. Movies are coming back to the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville. WALL-E will be shown Saturday at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available. There'll be opportunities for hands-on learning after each showing as well. The movie series is sponsored by International Paper. Mount Olive Original Free Will Baptist Church will have homecoming this Sunday. Reverend Stuart Norris will speak. The Mount Olive Quartet will provide special music. Dinner will follow the service. The church is located at 439 Old Glade Road, Whiteville, and everyone is welcome. Different Abilities Awareness Night is March 4th. That's Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chabern Elementary Media Center. Organizations from across the state will be on hand to share information, resources, and support for families and individuals with disabilities. The event is free, and everyone is welcome. Acme Delco Elementary School will host Michael Cunningham's Crowns Art Exhibition March 7th through the 20th. The Columbus Arts Council is going to host a reception Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 822 South Madison Street with the artist. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African-American women. ADES students worked with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on April 9th. The field day will be at Whiteville High Soccer Field. Sponsors are needed for the event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.